Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, October 23rd. I am your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host,
Little Alleycat.
Yay! Friday again! Hooray!
That was a quick week. I don't know about you, but I was like, wow, really? Friday?
No kidding. I thought, oh my God, why can't every week go like this?
I want the next 7 weeks to go like this.
And why is that?
Because my hubby will be here 7 weeks from today from Korea. Yay!
Yay!
And if he shows up, you know, with his luck, he's going to show up at exactly the time that I'm doing the pony show. I'm like, sorry, honey, welcome home, glad to see you, but you're kind of, you know, interrupting. That we will have to see as far as what time he's coming in as to whether or not I will have to have a stand-in that night or not. Because, I don't know, it just might not be cool if I'm like, sorry, honey, take a taxi. Busy.
No, I don't think we'll make him take a taxi home.
That's
I don't.
So sweet of you. He'll appreciate that, really.
So...
Unless,
how?
Of course, he comes in really late, you know, then it won't matter.
Oh, there you go. Think positively. So, how was your pony week?
I actually won something this week. I know. Shocked of all shocks.
You must share.
It's not like I got it at, like, insanely great price, but I got it at a fair price, and she's... basically in mint condition, so I'm happy. And I got, dun-dun-dun, baby Crumpet.
Oh.
Wow, you're like more excited about it than
baby.
I am.
Yes, well.
Yeah, I was just like, I couldn't believe I actually won. It was like one of those buy-it-nows, and I was like, I don't want to pay that much money. And so I sent her a best offer thing, and she said, okay. And I said, really? Okay. Right on. I actually won something, which kind of at least helped offset the really sad, disturbing, upsetting loss that I had that week. But
oh,
I'll take it.
Oh, well. But, you know, any pony luck is great pony luck.
Yes, I have to say, at least I had some pony luck. I was happy about that.
Always, always a good thing. And speaking of pony luck, once again, it's that time of year.
Which time of year would that be?
They come out once a year.
Trick-or-treaters?
No.
Come out once a year. Trick-or-treaters? Halloween specials?
You're happy to get them?
Presents?
Oh.
Is this going to be, like, really obvious? And I'll be like, what the heck are you talking about?
Happy and you get a meal?
Oh, the Happy Meal toys.
Yes. The yearly tradition of the McDonald's Happy Meal, My Little Pony. Let's go searching every single McDonald's within the first 2 days to see if you can complete the collection.
Oh, you do that, huh?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I just, I don't. Because I'm so disappointed that they have molded tails that it just kills it for me. I have no interest whatsoever. None.
I still think they're cute.
Sure, are they? But are they Boar 7? Are they going to be in the mold of the new 3.5 mold, or are they in the other mold that they've been in the last couple of years?
Actually, new mold, but they're missing someone.
Okay. Who are they missing?
Minty.
Minty isn't part of the Core 7.
I thought she was.
No. Never has been.
Let me see.
I know. I mean, really, I'm sorry to have to tell you this. I know they've been a Core 7 for, like, quite a while, but I know it's hard to believe, but she's not.
Back to they're missing.
Hmm?
They're missing Tula Rula.
I'll say that it's not Minty. Minty is just not it.
I couldn't remember exactly who Core 7 was. But yes, McDonald's is being invaded by Pinkie Pie, Star Song, Cherry Lee, Sweetie Belle, Rainbow Dash, and Miss Scootaloo, but Tula Rula, she's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, I wonder why they picked her. That's kind of, I don't know. But they did. Thanks. That's what they did. They picked her.
Yeah, they threw her out.
Oh, I need to figure out how to. I need to figure out how to do this. I'm trying to do something on my photo bucket. That's it, my photo bucket. I'm trying to create a new album, and I'm trying to put pictures into the album, and I'm not finding an easy way to do it. There's got to be an easier way than what I'm doing. Is there, like, a way to, like, just, like, select a whole bunch and move them?
I can't remember.
That is not any help.
Technical support is on its way. This networking degree should hit. I should be able to do
tech support. Seriously, do we have tech support coming?
Hey, be lucky. It is better than what it was before. You know, when I had to call one of the boys over, and he broke it more than what he fixed it.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
Let me see. Okay, here you go. You know the little checkbox next to the name?
Oh, there's a checkbox next to the name?
What do you think that little box is?
All right, let me let me see if there's actually little boxes next to the name. Mine's not showing me that at the moment, so I'm going to, like, remove all of my fancy-dancy blockers and see if maybe that's why.
Are you on the main page for your photo bucket?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the little drop-down menu. Look at that. Isn't that cute? Okay, I got it. Woohoo! Okay, so everybody take note of this wonderful day. This was a day that Pandora Rose helped somebody else with a technical difficulty.
And I didn't cause it myself.
No kidding. I mean, this is like, this is a monumentous day. And it's a very embarrassing day for me because I should have been smart enough to figure this out. But that's what happens when you multitask, people. New studies show it's not that impressive to be able to multitask because, therefore, you do let things slip, such as, wow, that was really obvious. I should have been able to figure that out.
Yes. But anyway, back to what I was saying.
I'm sorry. You were saying something, weren't you?
Yes.
And I just rudely ignored you. Sort
yes.
of like what I'm doing now, right? Kind of?
Yes.
Sort of? Maybe similar? Okay,
go ahead.
What is it?
Watch it. I have control of the mute button.
I know. But if you mute me, then you are completely on your own, and we don't want that to happen, do we?
This is true. But anyway, I went for lunch today. Of course. And I come back from McDonald's with my Happy Meal. I'm so happy. You know, I sit down, I go to have my lunch, and everyone's looking over kind of like, what you get? And, of course, you know, I'm happy. I'm proud.
Okay. And?
Okay, I thought maybe you weren't there anymore. It's like, wait a minute. She's not commenting in between my talking here.
You're happy, you're proud, you got your food. Did you get chicken McNuggets or did you get the cheeseburger?
I got the chicken McNuggets. I figured I'd get the chicken McNuggets. So, first one up was Rainbow Dash. And I have to say, I'm disappointed in her.
You mean other than the molded tail?
Other than the molded tail. Her mane and her tail are solid colors.
Boy, they're getting cheesy.
Oh, yeah. Her mane is dark pink, while her tail is green.
Lame.
No kidding.
That's right, McDonald's. Lame.
Yes.
Okay, what do I do after I check the little boxes?
Down to the bottom. And then there's...
Move selected. Awesome.
There you go.
Okay, so, who was next?
So then, you know, I'm on my way home, and what happened? No, I'm on my way to go pick up my mother from work. And what just so happens to be just after the turn to go on Main Street before I go to my mother's work?
Another McDonald's?
So I stopped and unfortunately, unhappily got Pinkie Pie.
Well, you can't say that there's any chance to screw up that color.
No, pink and pink.
Pink and pink on pink.
Yes. So, of course, then we're driving home and...
You found another McDonald's.
Yes.
I know. It's amazing. Can you believe? What are the odds of finding a million McDonald's in a suburban area? I just don't know.
But you know what? Here's the thing. When my mother used to work at another place... I kid you not, there was two McDonald's between where I worked and going to her, and the one McDonald's was kind of out of my way.
So did you get food each time? I mean, are you doing, like, your own little mini version of, like, 30 days?
Well, you know, the dog likes chicken nuggets.
Get the apple dippers.
Well, he likes the French fries, too, so.
Wow, that is some good, that's some good health food for your dog. I don't know what's worse, eating it yourself or giving it to your poor, unsuspecting animal.
Yes, well, you know, he only eats like this once a year.
You only feed him once a year? That's sad.
No, he only eats like this once a year.
Oh, What, only during My Little Pony Happy Meal time?
Yes.
So, does your dog get all excited if you show him, a little My Little Pony Happy Meal toy? Does he know? Does he have, the Pavlov's dog reaction to it?
No, he reacts to the bag or the box. Oh, speaking of which, it's a Happy Meal box this time around.
Oh, the boxes are back. That's awesome.
Yes. Yes, it is a box. But
I very much disliked the bags.
I do, too. They tear easier. They end up becoming a lot more fragile over time than the boxes.
They're not collectible the way the boxes are.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could, but, I mean, they're just not as cool, you know?
Yeah, they get really brittle very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But in my adventures today, yes, I got 4 ponies. I got Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, Sweetie Belle, and I got Cheery Lee.
Oh, that's good. I like Sweetie Belle and Cheery Lee.
I do,
I think they're my favorites.
Yes, and they happen to be... That was at the last McDonald's we stopped at today. It was those two, so...
Don't they let you actually just buy the Happy Meal toys?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to get the meal.
That's true, but, I try to so I can at least get a couple of the boxes.
Oh, are there 7 different boxes or 6 different boxes as well?
No, there's only 1 box, but,
Okay, so you want several boxes. Why? You see how this your story isn't matching up.
Temporary insanity. How's that one, please?
Okay, yeah, sure, I'll take it.
Okay. But anyway, I got home, and guess what I found on my doorstep?
A really old Happy Meal?
No, I didn't find a really old Happy Meal, but I found 2 packages.
Oh, you won stuff on eBay again.
Actually, this is the stuff I won last week. Because there was nothing on the bid on this week.
Oh? There wasn't?
Nope. There was, but she ended it early.
Did she end it early for you?
No.
All right, I was about to yell at you.
No. She put it back up for a 3-day auction this weekend, so. No, I am not mentioning it because I really, really want it, and it's a really good price right now.
And so it's not... I think I'm confused. Do you have it or do you not?
I don't have it.
And
I'm
going to
be bidding on it this week.
Oh, I see. So this is an active auction. I thought you said she took it down and she put it back up. Okay, okay, good, sure. Gotcha.
So, but are we ready for me to open up my new packages?
What the hey, sure. Yeah, sorry, I totally didn't, open my package on the air for you guys.
Here we go. Well, see, I only opened mine on the air when they arrived that day.
That's
and
a good
the first
noise.
Package is Sitting Bubbles. Ooh,
yay.
She's so pretty.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning getting her.
Ooh, she's so pretty. And her hair is so soft. She's in much better condition than what my other sitting pony was in when I first got her.
Yeah, I'm really spoiled. I'm to the point now where I just don't want to deal with any BS. It better show up pretty much ready to go because I'm so over restoring. It takes so long. It's smelly. It's dirty work. It's just, I look at my ponies. I'm going, wow, how did I manage to clean that many ponies? I was one patient person at one time in my life. I am no longer that person.
I'm listening to you while I'm tearing through packages.
Oh, no, you're not. Just go ahead and tear. Starting to sound like my husband. Go on, honey. I'm listening. You hear all this noise in the background. No, really, I'm listening.
Oh, and my magic hat is here, too.
Woohoo!
She is so pretty. Okay, must come on. Out of the baggie. Out of the baggie. Come on. Out.
What, are you coaxing her out of the bag?
Yes.
You know, if you wait a little while, we can coax her out with My Little Pony fruit snacks.
Yes, that is true. Oh, this is so cool. I think her symbol still works.
Yeah, be careful with that, because if you remove the upper layer of the magic rubbing, it will peel. So, yes, be careful.
Oh, this is so cool. They're home. They're finally both home. Hooray! Woohoo! So, but anyway, should we find the pony genie and get our pony luck for the week?
Yeah, and tell her I want it to be a little bit cheaper this time.
Okay, let me go get the teapot. Where is the teapot?
Lamp.
Teapot.
Lamp.
It's a teapot.
It
Come
sounds
on.
Like some pieces now.
Okay, there's the teapot. Okay, yeah. Let me rub the magic teapot. Something must be wrong. Maybe I should rub it just a little bit harder.
Okay. You do that. Boy, she better be in there for all this noise.
Let me open up the top and let me see what's going wrong with the pony genie. Let me see.
Knock first. I don't know if you want to see what's in there.
Wait a minute. Hold on. She's not here.
What do you mean she's not there?
She's not here.
Who's been rubbing your lamp?
Nobody's been rubbing my lamp but me.
Haha, you said lamp.
Nobody's been rubbing the teapot but me. Boy, wait. There's a note. Let me just reach in and grab the note out of the teapot. Miss, let's trick the host.
Who?
Let me see. You. Okay, let's see. I've got the note. God, she just folded it so tiny, you know?
I can't imagine why. I don't know. Maybe because she's tiny inside a lamp?
Yes, well, let me see. Yeah. Aha! I am sorry to say that I went off on a trip to recharge my pony genie powers. But she did say she left the rest of her pony genie powers to give us luck for this next week. Pony Hut, Pony Genie.
That's it?
That's it.
That's the best she could do? Seriously? There were, like, no pony presents left behind, no magic sprinkles to, like, you know, pass out to all your friends.
Oh, wait, hold on. There's this little bottle in here. And it's got written on the open me.
Should I open it? Yeah, open it.
Are you sure?
Not me. You open it.
Okay, hold on. God, this top is on here very tightly. There we go. Yes! Oh, that was her pony genie magic that she left behind.
Right on.
We've been sprinkled.
Woohoo!
Pony
and
genie
so has
magic.
Your rug, and so has your dog, and so has your mom. And
Well, I just better go start rubbing up against them. Maybe then I'll have lots of pony luck.
You're like Spike with Majesty's Wand. You know, it's like, I'm not sure what's going to happen now. Now that you have unleashed the pony sprinkles, I don't know. It could be a weird week. We'll have to see. If anybody has any really odd pony luck this week, you need to write into the show. Let us know, because I'm betting it's going to be Pandora Rose's fault. Or she may be responsible for, because it could be good. It could be good luck. It's not necessarily going to be bad. But if it's odd, you should let us know, definitely.
Definitely. And, you know, you can write us at, you know, mylittleponytalk@gmail.com.
Or you could just poke one of us at the arena or the trading post under our obvious names, Little Alley Cat and Pandora Rose. I think you're Pandora Rose 3 on one of them.
Add a 3 at the end.
Yeah, you could do that. Or you could call me on my phone, for those of you that have my phone number. I would give it out, but then I thought maybe that's not such a good idea.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I don't give out my number either, because, you know, I've got so many fans, you know?
I know. You know, I don't think I could take the thousands and thousands of calls a day. It just really would interrupt my flow.
Me too. You know, my boss wouldn't exactly be very happy with that, you know? Just like, you know, I won't say where I work, because, you know, the doors would just be, you know, blocked up with all the fans, you know?
Yeah, hate when that happens, really.
Oh, yes. It's very bad. It was good at the convention. At least, you know, people stayed on the down low. yes, we have way too much fun.
Oh, yeah, we are. We're a hoot. Especially when I'm multitasking. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, gee, thanks. I love you, too.
Yeah, I love you. Hold on a second. Keep that thought.
So, are we going to go up to the room?
No, I'm typing. I mean, come on. It's a little premature, don't you think? It's only not even like 9:30 yet.
Okay, but I thought we were going to start talking about our topic.
Okay, give me a minute. We have to actually talk about ponies. Just give me a minute, okay?
How about I talk about what our topic is going to be yet again tonight?
Why don't you do that? That's a fantastic idea.
Which I hope to actually finish tonight, because there's a very good reason for that, because of what our next topic is going to be. And our topic yet again tonight, yes, we are still talking about play sets, because there are so gosh darn many of them.
There are. We're actually going to try and finish them tonight?
I actually want to try and finish them tonight for a very specific reason.
Really? What is your specific reason?
Well, the next topic, of course, which is up on our agenda before we leave the G1 U.S. line, is, of course, ponyware. And what is next weekend?
Halloween?
Yep. So what would be the best time to talk about the cute little outfits that My Little Pony's dressed up in?
Mardi Gras?
No, Halloween Eve.
Okay, that was the obvious, wasn't it?
Well, you know, they dress up, and, you know, some of these are costumes after all, so, you know, I think it's just appropriate.
Okay, yeah, I think I've stalled about as much as I'm going to be able to stall there. I'm just going to double-check my linkage. Because you know what I'm doing? I'm being naughty. I'm doing something that's not even pony-related on a pony board. So I guess it's kind of pony-related, but it's not pony-related. So I almost feel like I'm cheating.
How dare you?
I know.
Oh, my God.
So bad. I'm so bad.
Bad Ellie. Bad.
I know. Gosh. How can my mother ever put up with me?
That's
right.
Question.
She didn't. Silly me. Okay. All right. Fine. I shall actually focus at the task on hand.
Are you ready?
Sure, I'm ready. Go ahead. Hit it. Ah, yes. All right, all together now. The pony room.
Yay! This is my favorite part of the show.
It's my favorite part of the show, too. I get a little lightheaded every time.
So do I.
And it's like, yeah, I grab onto the wall, the door, or something. I practice that, you know, all week. I come up here and I go, I don't think I did enough drama this week, though.
Well, I gave enough drama for it.
Okay.
But, yes.
So here we are. We're in the pony room, and what are we talking about?
Well, first of all, wait. No, we did do the Baby Bonnet School of Dance, correct? Actually, yes, we did.
Yeah, because we did. That was the first baby set, wasn't it?
That was, yes. Oh, actually, that was the second baby set that came out.
Oh, yeah, I mean after the carriage. I mean as far as an actual building.
Oh, after the nursery, of course.
All right, so we did talk about the nursery.
Yes.
Man, my memory is totally shot.
Okay,
holy
cow.
Excuse me while I go listen to last week's show.
Would you like me to go through really quickly what we went through already? As far
Please
as
do. For Alzheimer's is apparently hitting me really early. I don't know what's up.
I agree. We have gone through the Pretty Parlor Show Stable, Waterfall Dream Castle, Baby Buggy, Princess Baby Buggy, at your insistence.
Of course.
The Lullaby Nursery, the Pony Purse, and the Baby Bonnet School of Dance.
Woohoo! Okay. What's
so
next?
The biggest playset of them all.
The one that's taken up way too much space in my pony room?
The Grand Poobah of playsets.
The one that I think, you know, would be really cool if you could build something up on the ceiling. Maybe I'll, like, paste it upside down. It can be, like fantasy land. No, that won't work. Go ahead. Yes, I'm guessing if it's the big poobah, there really is only one big poobah when you're talking about the playsets.
Yes. And This was the one that was designed to replace the Dream Castle in the My Little Pony movie.
Right, because we all know that got eaten up by schmooze.
Oh, yes. It was.
Very tragic day. Tragic day.
Oh, yes.
In Ponyland.
It was.
Yeah, you know what's really funny about that?
What's
it got
that?
Devoured by schmooze, yet millions and millions of dream castles popped up later and played people's homes all over the world. So you really got to wonder if the schmooze really ate the dream castle, or did the schmooze break it up into tiny, tiny little bits and then disseminate it all over the world for us, like little seeds that grew in toy stores all over.
Maybe. Or maybe the schmooze is just a teleportation device.
Hmm.
And a replicator.
A replicator. I think it's a replicator, definitely.
Yes. I think so, too.
But
anyway.
But you see, they didn't know. Ponies didn't know. So, you know, they had to go on. And I can't remember who did it, but somebody else did create the Paradise Estates for them.
Yes, it
was
created by Moochick.
I was going to say, I think it was Moochick.
Yes. The mansion was designed by Moochick, yes. And boy,
which explains all the frou-frou-ness of it, really.
Oh, yes.
If you know who Moochick, of course, is voiced by. Moochick being the embodiment of Tony Randall.
Ah, of course.
You have no idea who that is, do you?
Yes, I do, actually.
Really? I am so shocked. And, yes, if anybody is familiar with The Odd Couple,
yes,
we would be talking about Felix,
yep,
who had such impeccable taste that if no wonder he's the one who designed Paradise Estates.
Yes. Because, trust me, I grew up living and breathing and watching The Odd Couple. Yeah, I loved
it. I did,
it,
too.
Yeah.
They were so awesome. I mean, there's just something very strange about, like, a 6 or 7-year-old girl freaking out because The Odd Couple is on, okay? It's just, it's not natural. It really
no,
isn't. But I thought they were such a hoot.
They were.
That's another thing that shows my age. I don't think young people today say things like, boy, that's such a hoot.
Oh, wait. Someone in our chat room just actually said, well, they cleaned up the schmooze at the end and gave the castle to the Grundles.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh. See, I'm going to have to go watch the movie again.
Me too. I need to buy
the
movie.
I forgot that they did that because the Grundles, they were so cute.
Yeah,
I remember
they were
now.
These cute little bundles of fur and fluff. It's just like, oh, I want one.
Yeah, they were like the Trouble with Tribbles.
Yes.
The pony style.
Yes. Of course.
Tell them thank you so much for making
thank
us
you very much.
The pony experts look like idiots on air. That's okay. At least we got caught.
There you go.
Yeah, we don't have a pony show or anything. We're not supposed to, like, do our homework or, you know, be prepared for our topic. Nothing like that, no.
we're as only as set up as humanly
possible.
Let's
face it, we dropped the ball. We did not do our homework. You know, previous weeks we did our homework. We were prepared. You're just lucky I showed up tonight, okay? I did not do any homework whatsoever. I apologize to you all right now. Because this is just a taste of what's to come for the rest of the night.
Well, you know, actually, this last week has just been really horrible. I've had time cut off. Oh, wait, the person only knows this because they watched it earlier this week. Oh, my God, I need to know where you live, and when can I come over for movie night?
What, you don't own the movie?
No, I don't.
What's wrong with you?
Wait,
seriously,
wait,
you're
on.
Starting to scare me, girl. Come on, everybody.
On,
all
minute.
Pony collectors have this movie. You
hold
can go get
minute.
It at, like, Blockbuster and never return it, and they won't notice, okay? It's so old. Just go get it.
Hold on. Wait a minute. No, I don't think I've got it.
Interesting.
Hold on. I could be wrong. I've got My Little Pony, the Two Tails, and... The Glass Princess, the Magic Coin. I think I've only got the shorts. Flutter Valley. The End of Flutter Valley.
The End of Flutter Valley. Gosh, which one? That one, no, that was Rose Dust and all that.
Yeah, hold on. I still got one more. My Little Pony, hold on. Hold on, I got an entire DVD collection here, and I have to move half my stuff to get at it. Oh, God.
Yeah, but most of these things would be on VHS, unless you had it burned to DVD for you.
Actually,
I think I have both. I think I have the My Little Pony movie both on DVD and VHS. I think I have the Adventures of Firefly version on VHS, and then I have, like, the My Little Pony movie on DVD.
I have Flight to Cloud Castle. And, hold on. Well, I think they actually started putting everything onto DVD and VH, onto DVD. That Pony Puppy. Oh, God, that was such a funny one, the Pony Puppy. Oh, wait.
We're virtually doing the My Little Pony show on My Little Pony film. Right now, forget playsets. Let's talk about all the episodes and the films and everything else. Are we going to do a show on that? Actually, on like
I think we should
the cinema the animation. I was going to say anime, but it really isn't anime, is it?
No.
You know, all the cartoons and the movies and the
and
whatnot. So we're going to have to do a whole episode to talk about exactly what we just talked about.
Exactly.
Except we'll talk about it for 2 hours. Rockin'.
There you go. Except for that will actually be about just the G1 movies and shows
right.
and all of that.
And
so
you know that means that I'm going to have to crack them all out and actually watch them, because otherwise I'm going to be like, which one was that? What one was that about?
Me too. And I actually have the movie on DVD.
Woohoo!
Yay! So leave it to me to finally find it. I just had to go through 5,000 of my DVDs, because luckily, if you go over to Toys R Us, they have all of these on DVD there, so.
Really?
Yes.
I'm impressed. I wouldn't have thought they'd have them.
Yes, they do.
You know, everything old is so cool now, though.
Yes, it is.
I actually was in the store the other day, and I saw leg warmers, for God's sakes. Leg warmers. Okay,
no,
I never,
cool.
ever thought those would ever show their face again, and there they were.
That is scary.
Yeah, I ran. I did. I don't even know what store it was. I was so scared I ran away.
But, yes, we will be talking about the My Little Pony in cinema action just before we go to the G2 line.
Oh, so that's what we'll finish up the G1 line with.
Right.
That's still a long ways away, because we still have to talk about the internationals. And that will be more than one show, because there's a lot of them. And then there's several countries to talk about.
Oh, yes, definitely. So I'm asking now for any of you international collectors, if you have a link to any of the theme songs for the G1 line only in another language, that would be very helpful.
That would be very cool. You know, in all actuality, if we could find that, say, like, if we were going to do, like, Argentinians one day, if we could get, like, the Spanish version and then open the show with the Spanish song instead of, like,
that was going to be my thought, my train of thought there, you know. Get me these links. I'll be able to upload them. I'll be able to upload them to the show, and I'll be able to set them off as, you know, the opening for Argentinian, opening for this, opening for that.
For Greek. I wonder if the Greeks had any kind of commercial.
There you go.
You know, I'm sure there are experts out there that know, but we're not going to find out right now. So we better get off that train before we totally derail.
Yes. But one really quick question.
Okay.
For the Odd Couple, who was the roommate's name? What was the roommate's name?
Oscar?
Oscar.
were you having a brain fart? You couldn't remember?
That was just about it. But anyway, that was the name of the roommate. The person in the chat room was asking about that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I love that theme song. Every time I heard that theme song, I knew I had to get in the living room really quick.
Yeah, and I was really mad if I didn't get there in time for him to stab the cigarette butt with the bottom of his umbrella or whatever the heck he was holding.
That was not a cigarette. That was a cigar.
Cigar, cigarette, you know what I mean.
You have to be correct here.
I know, but you know what's funny is that Oscar actually smoked those things in real life and wound up with throat cancer, and his voice is all kinds of funky. But he lived through it.
Yes.
He just sounds like, sounds like a skid mark now.
Yes, that he does. But yes, back to the
I remember when I found out, though, I was actually scared. I was like, no, not Oscar. I was like so relieved that he didn't die.
Yeah, that is always good that he did not die, because he is a funny, funny man. He still is a funny, funny man.
Is Tony Randall still alive? I want to say he did die.
Hold on.
Somebody look for me real quick. I need to know if Tony Randall's still with us, because something's telling me he is not.
Tony Randall. You got to be kidding. Oh, there it is. Oh, Tony Randall actually died May 17th of 2004.
All right, we need to have a moment of silence for Mr. Muchik. Thank you. That sucks.
That it does.
Mr. Muchik is no longer with us.
Give me one moment.
About the Paradise Estates, other than, okay, you know, very cool and everything, but seriously, now that I have one, I got to say, what the heck were they thinking? Because the thing is huge, okay? And now you got to go back to, like, the 1980s here, guys, and think about the average kid's room. Most kids did not have very large bedrooms back then. You know, it was very unusual for a child to have a bedroom that, say, could furnish even a full-size bed as well as all the typical bedroom furniture.
Yes.
And when you have the Paradise Estate, it takes up about as much space on the floor as your twin-size bed.
Oh, my.
It takes up a substantial amount of room. All right, maybe I'm exaggerating just a tiny, tiny bit, but you need to have, all right, like my daughter has it all spread out. Okay, so I'm going to lay down next to my Paradise Estate. And right now what she has all four of the buildings kind of lined up in a row. Instead of having it set up the way you see it set up, she has like the two buildings, and she has the pool, and then the other two buildings all laying down side by side. And this sucker takes is longer than 5 feet, okay? It's like, it's probably almost 6 feet, between 5 and 6 feet in length. And then if you go with width, the pool and patio combination being the longest or widest part is probably 2.5 feet.
Oh, my.
Okay. Boy, this sucker's big. So seriously, when you talk about floor real estate in a little girl's room, it'd be nigh impossible to actually have the Paradise Estate set up. You would have to, like, have pieces of it, like, in every corner of the room.
This is true, but
you would have to, like, move the bed out of the way to actually put it all together and play. But I guess this is back in the day when, like maybe when kids actually put their toys in their closet or something. But then I'm going, you know, who the heck had a closet big enough for this thing? Seriously, this thing is huge.
It still wasn't big enough, huh? My.
Well, I'm like, looking at the closet, and I'm going, you know what? If you put it in the closet, nothing else is going to fit in there.
Damn.
I told you, the box is big enough for me to get in and shut the lid. I wasn't exaggerating. You literally can get into
this thing. Why don't we do that right now?
Yeah, I could, right? It's so big, I don't know where I'm going to put it. It's wall art. I can just staple the box up to the wall, and I have instant wallpaper. I don't have to paint. The only thing bigger in this world, in the box world, would be a refrigerator box, okay?
Jeez.
This thing is big.
But, you know, if you remember correctly, the Dream Castle was also big once you unfolded all of its various parts.
Yeah.
It was still on the big side.
The Dream Castle?
Not as big. Not as big.
When you unfold all its various parts, as far as floor real estate, might take up a third on a good day of the amount of space of the Paradise Estates.
Nice.
Maybe a third. I'd say maybe a third.
You know, think about every little piece that you get. For the love of God, you get a yellow crib with a pink mattress, a yellow changing table. Wait, am I starting at the right point?
No,
here?
You're not going to go through the 2,000 pieces that this dream, this
yes,
paradise.
I am.
No, you are not. That
yes,
will be a show unto itself.
Don't make me take and mute you.
Okay, well, you know, we're going to lose a lot of listeners right about now. You're going to look at, like, the tally of listeners, and it's going to be like those things you see for, like, the Nielsen ratings or something, and they watch the little blip on the screen, and it's going to, like, totally plummet as soon as you start into these accessories. Mark my words.
I'm not going to be that too long with it.
Okay, go on.
Okay,
one breath. Come on, you can do it. There's only 500 accessories.
You have a yellow crib with a pink mattress, yellow changing table, pink toy box with a lid, a duck pull toy, stacking toy, two pink combs, a pink perfume bottle, a lavender floor lamp with white shade, a dresser with an oval mirror, a pink bed with a headboard, two yellow speakers, stereo, a lavender table lamp with a white shade, a blue TV set, a lavender coffee table, a lavender chair for the living room, a yellow sofa, two pink long neck bottles, two pink milk cartons, two spoons, two knives, two forks, two glasses, two heart dishes, all of them pink, two lavender heart chairs, a pink breakfast table, bar, whatever it is, a lavender toaster, a pink refrigerator, a pink slash top slash stove unit, four ceiling fans, two blue sea pony statues, two white patio chairs, a pink and blue lantern light, a patio table with umbrella and heart topper, six bunches of roses, six bunches of yellow, purple and yellow flowers, four bunches of pink flowers, four bunches of lavender flowers, all for the garden.
Oh, yeah, and a partridge and a pear tree and a kitchen sink. No, that wasn't long at all. Those yawns, they were real. I couldn't help it. I was falling asleep, seriously. You'll all be delighted to know that we will never have to go through that again for any playset because the Paradise Estate was by far the most monstrous on the accessories list.
Yes, it was, and it had a ton of things that came with it.
That is basically what I said, yeah.
So, but, yeah. Oh, my.
I am seriously tired after listening to all that. Can we just, we're going to have to end the show now, because I need to go rest. That was too much work.
I don't think so. We are moving on, and we are moving on to something that you just bought.
Well, on that note, if anybody wants a Paradise Estate, please PM me, because I'm seriously thinking I need to maybe sell it, because I want my floor back.
I've got floor estate. Anyway.
Yeah, hey, original box. They can, not only can you put your Paradise Estate in it, it can be a home for all those vagrants that are hanging out on your front porch.
Now, that is bad. That is seriously bad.
Okay, but, you know, if you have to live in a box in style.
There you go. Live in a box that once housed an estate.
And on that horribly inconsiderate note, make sure you guys give food to the food drive this year to make up for my callous remarks that are really not meant to be callous. Let's move on before I dig my hole deeper.
Yes. We're moving on to a second in the set. It's another pony purse.
Yay! It's Baby Crumpet.
Yes! With her purple and white pocketed purse, which, dear God, if these prices are right, my God.
Yeah, she's worth quite a bit.
It says here 25 to 30 just for the pony, 65 and up for the purse?
Yep.
Dear God.
And I got her for less than that. Woohoo!
Did you get
the purse? She's mint. Woohoo! Okay, she has like a quarter inch of her hair trimmed off the end. That, let me just say right now, that is a major pet peeve of mine, people, okay? If you're going to put ponies on eBay for sale, please don't think you're doing us a favor and trim all the hair ends to be even. Because a pony collector knows that's not how pony hair is in real life. And when we get it like that, we know. We can tell scissors have been there, and it is irksome. She has like a quarter inch, maybe, of hair taken off the ends, and I'm sure they just did it because they wanted to clean up her ends or something, but I can tell. Otherwise, she is perfectly pristine mint, so I'm just like, okay, I can deal with it because it's not that terribly obvious, and her body is fantastic. And for me, that's a very big deal. And it's not a major haircut. It's maybe a quarter inch. I really got to not be that anal. But I did get her for less than what Summer's book says, but I will say that is a very accurate price for how much she does go for.
That is one expensive pony that I will probably never see.
And that's even in the times of recession. Let me tell you, when there wasn't a recession, she easily surpassed. She was pushing closer to the $35 mark for the pony.
Oh, dear Lord.
Or more. Yeah, I'm telling you, the recession killed. Hey, guys, if you got the money, now is the time.
Oh, yeah.
Get ponies at much better deals than what they once were.
Well, I think I'm getting some pretty good pony deals of late, so I am proof.
You are proof.
Yes.
Even crazy poor chicks on very paltry pony allowances can get ponies in today's market.
Yes. That includes me.
That was you. That was me describing you.
Yes, because I have a very small pony allowance.
Which I know you totally surpassed last time we talked. I think you have to be careful. I have to tell you, the show has done it to me as well, and I find myself suddenly spending more on ponies than I was prior to the show. I kind of had gotten myself to a really very, very responsible, you know, every so often I'm going to, you know, flesh out something I'm missing in my collection. And I really limited myself. But, you know, with the show and we're going through everything and I'm seeing the holes in my collection and the things that I sold that I never should, and now I'm going, it's like I feel like I have to go retrieve everything. And I've been spending more than I should.
Yes, well, you know, every week I always tell myself, every 2 weeks I always say, I'm only going to spend this much on ponies.
Okay, and yeah. Then after you've doubled that.
After I double that, yes, I am so glad that I pay the bills before they can start buying ponies.
Yes, well, as long as you pay your bills first, we can all live on ramen noodles and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for our little bit of ponies.
That's what
I do. You got to have priorities. Good nutrition or ponies? You don't need to buy tissues and toilet paper. Toilet paper is cheaper and can do both.
I agree.
I'm telling you save what? That's like $5 a month you can save on tissues. You times that times 12, that's $60. That's Oakley the Moose, baby.
There you go. Or you can sit here and you can join several swaps and hope and pray that someone will get you that very special pony.
Let's not talk about swaps.
Uh-oh.
Not going there today. I'm not going to relive that part of my past. Let's move on. What's the next place at?
Something that I've got almost complete except for a hair ribbon.
Well, that was really descriptive. I mean, virtually every playset comes with a hair ribbon.
It is the Satin Slipper Sweet Shop.
Oh. You know, I have to say, that's another big playset.
I agree.
They didn't do anything small when it came to the ponies. I mean, it's like, as time went on, the playsets just were like, got ridiculous in size.
Yes. But they were still cute.
I mean, rich girls would need entire rooms just for the playsets.
Yes.
I bet you there were rich girls that had entire rooms for these playsets. Hey, anybody out there who's listening, if you were a rich girl who had an entire room for these playsets, please contact us with pictures.
I agree. I want to see them. Definitely. I want to see those puppies. But yes, this was another big playset, but it was a cute-looking playset.
Yeah, it wasn't super, super as big, but it was substantial enough. It was the one that looked like a giant baby booty or something, right?
Yes, it is a great big, huge baby booty, and it came with Scoops.
The twice as fancy pony with ice cream cones all over.
With an ice cream cone on her cheek.
Well, that's because she's a twice as fancy pony.
Yes. She is such a cute little thing in her old-fashioned soda shop clerk uniform.
She's got the little, what do you call it? It looks like a little upside-down canoe or something on their head. That little cap. And then she's got the little matching apron. You know, when I sold, yes, and I did, of course, have the set and sold it, I kept Scoops, and I kept her hat, and I kept her apron. And that's all I kept. because I thought it was so stinking cute. Please tell me you're still there.
I am still here, definitely. But yes, she did. She came with the white, pink, purple striped apron. The same thing for the hats. The purple standard comb, a purple pink ribbon, a two-sided yellow specials board. Now, you have to get these right. You get three mint green ice cream sundaes, three mint green floats, a one round table, a yellow counter, four yellow and mint green light fixtures, and you also had various hearts that went on there. But what kind of irked me was you only had two chairs for the table.
And this irked you. Ponies
yes,
don't need stinking chairs.
Oh,
they
wait
just
a minute,
can
I
all
think...
gather around the table. Chairs are just like for make Megan and Molly.
I think I just figured it out because you had three sundaes and three floats, two chairs. I figured it out. Thank you.
Good.
It just took me, like, sitting here and going through it like that, and then my brain went, oh, duh. Boy, am I stupid.
No. It's just synapses challenged.
Yes. There you go. But, yes, this is a really cute little play set. And this is actually the play set that I had gotten when... I had gotten the Pretty Parlor thrown in for free.
Oh, okay.
So. Yeah, so that's when I got
it. Was,
that.
It was a cute set, you know, and of course it's ice cream based. And
oh, yes.
He doesn't love anything that's based on, you know, ice cream. So it was pretty popular. And it came with a really cute pony. Let's face it. I mean, I know she's kind of underrated. Everybody's got a million and one scoops, but she's cute.
Well, it took me a long time to get scoops.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know, maybe I'm thinking, I don't know, things are so different now in the G1 collecting climate, you know, than they were even 5 years ago. And so I think it's just harder for people to come across a lot of this stuff. Than
oh,
it
yes.
used to be. It's amazing what just a couple of years can do in availability, and I blame eBay. eBay really killed a lot of the yard sale finds and the thrift store finds. It's a lot harder now. At the same time, it's a lot easier as well because everybody puts everything on eBay.
Yes.
If you want to find it, it will be there.
Yes, because, I mean, I've gone to, I've gone to garage sales. I've gone to the thrift store. The thrift store, I've had hit or miss. Garage sales, I cannot find anything other than the Happy Meal toys that are just current.
Mm-hmm.
Or even a flea market. I went to the flea market and, yeah, I did find a few of the stuffed baby ponies. You know which ones I'm talking about.
The new ones?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I found a
the
couple
ones
of
that
those.
At pony meats you can't sell for $2?
Right. Big stuffed fluffy
yeah,
ones?
Yeah, the ones that they always fall over head first.
Well, you know, when you've got
they're
stuff.
Cute, but again, they're just another one of those things that take up space. And when you have to downsize, those are usually one of the first things that go.
Mm.
Because they, when people downsize, they eventually just downsize the ponies. And so play sets and plushies are always the ones to go out the door, unfortunately. But we're not talking about plushies. We're talking about a play set.
Yes. And up next, we've got a cute little store. You've got a cute little shop. You know, you go there, you get your hair done.
Ain't nothing little about this.
No, there is not. There is nothing.
This is number two on the prime real estate hog in my book. I've had this set, and let me tell you, it's freaking huge. A human child can use this as a vanity, which they intended, which is why they designed it that way.
Oh, my. Yes, and what we are talking about, of course, is the perm shop.
Of course.
With
yet another producer of mold in the My Little Pony world.
Yes, because of its real active shower.
That's right. You filled it up with water, and you used the little pump, and out came the water. So you could wash your pony's hair and put the curl activator on there when you put the curlers in their hair and put the curl activator on there, and you can make pony have curly hair and you can wash it out and do all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, yes. And it came with several other things. It came with...
And it was big. For people to understand, this was like one of those play sets that was really hard to figure out at first. The shape of it is sort of like the kind of vanity a little girl would sit at that was kind of like oval, but then there'd be like the giant skirt over it. And then on top of it, it had a heart mirror. But the skirt isn't fabric. The skirt is actually hard plastic. It just kind of has the shape of like a table with a skirt on it with a heart-shaped mirror sitting on top. And then you would open it up. It would unfold, like swing open the sides.
Oh,
and then you
cool.
would be able to have like all the interior perm shop goodies. And the mirror could be moved down off of the top of the vanity shape, and you know, it was kind of interesting. And there was also a tray that fit on the top to hold all the goodies. I mean, it was very much, the idea was that when it was closed, the little girl could sit on the floor and look in the mirror and act like it was her own little vanity. And then when she wanted it to be her pony's vanity, she just opened up the whole perm shop and brought everything down below for her ponies to enjoy while she mangled their hair.
Yes, and we do mean mangle.
Yes, let me tell you, because the goodies that came with the perm shop are pretty interesting. But I can see, I mean, this would have been one of those play sets that I think little girls everywhere would just love to have played with.
Yes.
Because just having water alone made it fantastic.
Oh, yes. You had Fifi, again, another twice as fancy, with
Fifi.
All her little bows all over her.
She's kind of cute, too.
Yes. She came with Fifi's Fashion Foam, a pink flower brush, mint green standard comb, and here we go here. 3 eyeshadow applicators, a mint green eyeshadow compact with 3 colors in it. Eyeshadow.
Yeah, I know, I heard that. Go on.
For a small child.
Yeah, because all 8-year-olds need to know how to play with eyeshadow.
I was not allowed to play with makeup until I was 10.
Yeah. So what else? I can't remember. I know other play sets had things like lipstick and nail polish, but I cannot remember if this one had either of those.
Well, let me continue. You had a pink mesh cap, 3 large curlers, 3 small curlers, both purple, 2 thin purple ribbons tied to a wide orange ribbons, a pink smock, a mint green counter with shelves, a pink cash register, wall shelf, a shelf for curlers, both of them pink, mint green beauty supply cart, pink tray, pink ribbon rack, pink bow-shaped barrette, a pink and a yellow bow-shaped barrettes, pink mint green flower-shaped barrettes, mint green towel bar, 2 pink towels, a mint green salon chair, removable pink green sink, pink counter for sink, lace be outside of the building, large pink plastic floor tray, 3 pink ceiling lights, pink ceiling fan, mint green hanging sign, 10 bows to go on the outside.
You want to tell us how many screws the thing had to put it together? I don't think you're getting really detailed enough.
Dear God, this thing had a lot of crap. I think this thing rivals.
You know what this thing needs?
What?
More cowbell.
Oh,
That's what it needs. More cowbell, please. Actually, you know what? I've got a little itty-bitty cowbell right here, as a matter of fact. I'm going to get it. There we go. We got more cowbell.
My God, this thing rivals Paradise Estate in the amount of...
When you talk about little itty bits and pieces, I mean, yeah, I guess you could say it kind of gets up there. But, you know, I've had this. I've had all of its bits and pieces. And when you lay them all out, no, it does not come close, really, truly, to what the Paradise Estates come with. It just maybe, oratorially, while you're describing all of this, sounds like it does, but it really doesn't. I mean, Paradise Estates, again, I mean, you could spread stuff out on Paradise Estates and take up a whole freaking room. Whereas the perm parlor thingy might take up the closet.
Yes.
But yes, it did have lots of little pieces. It had lovely little lace that went around the outside and these little bows that would hold the lace on to the outside and for some reason would keep snapping off. So you'd have gaping lace. It was very frustrating. But again, it was still cool. I remember when I first got the set, I thought it was awesome. I mean, not as a kid. As an adult, when I got it for my daughter and it showed up, I was like, wow, this is really cute. I liked that it was, like, multi-purposeful, that my daughter could kind of sit in front of it. And I mean, it's not, like, 5 feet tall or anything, don't get me wrong, but it was still kind of cool because it was still tall enough to kind of, like, you know, pretend that it was your little vanity. And I remember thinking it was really cute, but again, too much space.
Yes. Definitely a lot of space on that puppy.
I did like it, though. I was enamored with that set for quite a while.
I would like to find that one. Of course, I don't think I've actually searched for that one.
That's one of the things that, you know, if you get it, if you have to buy it, like, and have it shipped to you, that's what's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Who just picked up the phone? Sienna?
Yeah?
Why'd you pick up the phone?
Because I wanted to hear what you were talking about.
You are hearing what we're talking about because I can hear the computer in the background, which means I hear myself a minute ago.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Hang up the phone.
Oh.
Show. Live. Bye-bye.
Okay, wait. When's pony snack time?
What time is it?
Like 10:13.
2 more minutes.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
See, when you have kids, you get like eagle eyes and eagle ears. You know when you pick up the phone.
Yes.
It certainly doesn't help hurt that you can hear yourself talking in the background.
Yes. That kind of helps, yes.
I said that like a minute ago. Wait a minute. Somebody at a computer nearby has picked up the phone. What are the odds? It's mine.
Well, seeing as how I'm on a cell phone, there's like no way for anyone else to pick up another phone.
Good point. See, that's another one. That was another dead giveaway.
There you go.
I don't think that's the first time she's done that either. I think she did it earlier and then chickened out of whatever it was she was planning.
I would have too. But yes.
She's getting bolder. I might have to take drastic measures.
Oh, dear. Oh, me.
So,
oh, my.
Before little Miss Extrovert decides that she really wants to be much more part of the show than she's supposed to be, finds an excuse to come pester me, don't you think maybe we should make it pony snack time?
Okay, let's go travel to the pony snacks.
Okay, you know, we need pony snack music. We don't have any pony snack music, do we?
I gotta find pony snack music now.
Well, I guess we'll just use my cowbell again, because that's like dinner time. Snack time! Okay,
oh God,
you know
that's
going to stick with us.
That sounded pitiful.
I feel like we use the cowbell every week. Snack time! Pony snack time! I have a really bad feeling about this now that I'm down here.
Why?
All right, think about it. Who was just on the phone? No?
She took your pony snacks.
I'm looking. No, she did not take the... She didn't. She didn't take the pony snacks. Well, she did stay home from school because she wasn't feeling well today. So I got to make sure she's feeling normal. Honey? Sienna? Pony snack time? Did you want some? Were you going to come up and get some? Oh, that's great. She wants me to hand deliver them to her.
I would tell her the Pony Express does not deliver anymore.
I'll deliver, just because I feel bad that she doesn't feel good.
Thank you. I will have to say one thing. Okay.
Okay.
My mother was actually sick yesterday, and she got in the car today, and she goes, "Today is my 1 year anniversary."
What's the 1 year anniversary?
Of course, I'm sitting there staring at her, kind of like she's just gone off her rocker finally.
Mm.
A year ago.
Green. Hold on, hold on. We got green. Hold on.
Hold on.
Three greens. You lie. You don't have three greens. You don't have, let me see.
One, two, three.
Jim! You're not allowed to have three greens. Give me one.
Three.
Oh, mommy.
No,
you've got cooties all over them. Never mind. Keep them all. You were like stayed home sick today. I don't want your green cooties.
I don't have any pinks.
Let's see. Now that she's stolen all the greens, how much you want to bet I don't have any green when I open mine up?
How many pink did she have?
How many pink ones do you have? Light pink or dark pink?
She has two pink, but she doesn't know light pink from dark pink. She's not a true pony snack aficionado. She's just a torturer.
Oh,
my gosh. I need to sit down. I have four greens.
I got no pink.
I just heard you spazzed on, like, from upstairs. What happened?
I have four greens.
No, you're lying.
I am not lying. I have four.
No, you're lying.
No, I'm not.
You're lying.
You can come look if you keep your distance.
Well, you know what? First is worst, second is best, three gets the treasure chest. So three gets better than four.
I can't compete with that. I really can't.
I know. Okay. So have fun eating your four.
Okay.
I can't think of a word that rhymes with four.
Poor, score,
four,
sore,
more.
Okay. Score. Stop making me feel bad. I meant like a word that would describe something bad. Like.
Never mind. Go off the phone now.
No, not that. Not that at all. I meant like.
Four. No. Go away.
You know what? You just.
This is a child's show. Go away.
You just took something extremely innocent and made it in a.
It's
you know
still
what?
Innocent. Go away.
Goodbye.
I ran off the child right on.
Good for you.
I feel like such an adult. So, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
When I get down to my four greens.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to eat them all at one time.
There you go.
All four of them. Which should give you, like, at least 2 minutes to be able to talk all by yourself, because I will be completely incapacitated.
Oh, great.
So,
well,
get ready
I can,
to know what you're going to talk about.
I know exactly what I'm going to talk about. Tell me when.
Okay. Hey, Mark. Get set. Go.
The Perf Shop and the Pretty Parlor both had competition, and that was with another beauty set. Except for this one. Oh, dear God, you're distracting. Except for this one had its own little tweak to it, that it scented the air. And of course, it was called the. No.
Perfume. Puff. Parlor.
No.
What was it?
The Poof and Puff Perfume Palette.
Oh, whatever. It was the PP and the P.
That was wrong.
What do you think they needed that perfume for, huh? This was really the Pony Lou, and this was just the cover-up.
Oh, dear God, that was just so wrong. On so many levels.
I actually like this set. This set was very cool. And yes, I had this set. Not only did I have this set, I had it mint in box. And I sold it.
I'm going to have to hit you next when I see you.
I'm kicking myself on that one because I really, really like this set. And it smelled good. And it took up a reasonable amount of space. It didn't take up a huge amount of space. It was one of those things that you could lay it down and slide it under your bed, or you could put it into the side of your closet, or you could have it up against the side of your dresser. I mean, there were so many reasonable places you could put this.
Yeah.
I love this set, and it was translucent, pretty pink plastic, and it smelled nice, and the only thing wrong with this set
was
the nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it should have never came with nail polish.
Let's say why it smelled so good.
Because it was shaped like a giant atomizer, and at the very top, you put in the smelly satchel thingy, and you pushed the giant atomizer pump, and it poofed out smelly air for your perfume puff ponies.
Yay!
It was awesome. I actually did that. I actually like went and got like my ponies and would like sit them in front of the atomizer and poof them. If I remember correctly, it smells like roses.
Oh, that is so cool.
It is. It's very cool. As a matter of fact, whoever bought the Mitten Box Poof and whatever, the PP&P Palace, I want it back. Okay? Contact me, please.
I don't think you're getting that puppy back.
I don't know. You know, hey, you won't if you don't ask. Yeah, I put it out there. Of all the play sets that I have sold, that is the one I want back. That is the one that I must have back. I don't even miss the UK school set as much as I miss that one.
And this set was one of the first sets to come, except for, of course, you know, the Paradise Estate, the first one to come without a pony.
Well, you didn't have a whole lot of room in that set. After you put all the playset accessories in there, you know, the poor pony would be, like, kind of shoved up in there. I mean, you could fit a pony in there, but it didn't come with a pony, but it did come separately, of course, with a whole theme of ponies that were intended to go with it.
The perfume puffs.
So, I mean, if you think of it that way, it is kind of unusual that they didn't have a special perfume puff pony that went with the Perfume Puff Palace.
You would think it would.
You would think
but
it would have. But it didn't.
It did come with a periwinkle dresser, a bottle of red nail polish.
That nail polish, that was just a bad, bad idea.
But you know what? I did see an eBay auction for it, and they were showing, they had the instructions for it.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the instructions, the nail polish that came with it would peel off the pony.
It does peel off the pony, but if you leave it there for 20 years, it will stain. It will peel off, but it'll leave a stain.
Okay, see, it didn't say that.
After 20 years, come on.
This is true.
I mean, yes, you could peel it off within a reasonable amount of time.
Okay. Well, it also came with pink lipstick, two ribbons, pink and yellow, I'm sorry, three ribbons, pink, yellow, and blue, blue scarf with silver dots, a pink plastic purse, a magenta boa, a turquoise hat. Is it me, or are these hats just, like, popping up in every single place that you can find?
Pretty much.
Yeah. The yellow barrette, a flower barrette, a starfish barrette, an orange beaded necklace, a dark pink beaded necklace, a tooth hair clip, butterfly
brush, hair stuff, and a boa.
Flower shears, a pink cat hair pick, and a blue flower hair pick.
I'm starting to worry about you. Is this like an OCD thing for you to have to like go through every single accessory that comes with these things?
Yes.
Okay. As long as you're aware.
I must say it.
Because you get it kind of scares me.
Thank you.
You get really insistent upon it. Like you're not going to be able to go to sleep if you don't do it. You'll get up in the middle of the night and you'll do a mock show where you go through all the accessories.
I probably would. Do you want me to scare my mother like that?
I guess not.
Thank you. But up next, we've got...
Oh, I missed buying it. What a dupe I am. It wasn't mint box, but had, like, a whole bunch of accessories. Wah! See, this is what happens. When I'm looking for stuff, I can't find it.
So you need to look for it at the right time.
Do you know how hard it is to look for, like, 50 different things every single day? I don't have that kind of time.
That's why I do watch it now.
Yeah, but to watch it now, you have to find it.
Yes, well, there is that.
You can't watch something you haven't found.
This is true. But I still try. But up next, we're going to have a... What do we want to call these?
I don't know. I'm
do
not looking
really
at the list.
Do we really want to call it a reissue?
Of what?
The Pretty Parlor reopened under new management in 1987.
Oh, yeah. What would they call it?
The Brush Me Beautiful Boutique.
Yeah, same thing as Pretty Parlor, different colors. Next.
No, we got to talk about one thing.
Okay, yes, we do. I just thought of that as soon as I was being sarcastic. Go ahead.
Catnip is now white and aqua, and I have her, too.
She's awesome.
She
I don't even think I have catnip. I don't think I do.
I
Brandt,
have both
the Megan's Place dog, the pink and white one, and Catnip, the blue one, I don't think I have them, either of them.
I'm
bummed.
I have Twinkles, and I have Catnip. Love Catnip. It took me a while to get Catnip. I still wanted Catnip. Just because she was so cute and adorable. But yes, everything came the same as the original set. It was all just different colors. I will not bore you with...
Thank you. Thank you, pony gods. Somebody up there has heard my plea.
So we will just jump right into bed.
Bed?
Bed. Rock-a-bye.
Okay, yeah, okay. For some reason, I always want to think that that is a UK-only set. But it's not. I'm confusing it with a different set. This is the Rock-a-bye bed.
The Rock-a-bye bed.
It's a bed that rocks.
Yes.
With a... All right.
Special headboard.
I'm going to say what it comes with. comes with several accessories. Actually, I don't have a book. I was just looking off of one of these websites here. The Rockabye bed is an aqua blue bed with molded pink bows across the molded duvet. The headboard is yellow and is changeable. It came with several accessories, including an alarm clock, fuzzy slippers, rollers, comb, eye mask, diary, pillow, patchwork blanket, and pink and green striped nightcap.
And a pillow.
I said pillow.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It was right between diary and patchwork blanket.
Oh, okay. I missed that. But yes, this is a really, really cute looking set. And you cannot take and miss these rollers because unlike with every other set where the rollers were all purple, this one is aqua.
Yeah, but not all the other sets had just purple rollers. Some sets
purple
had aqua rollers as well.
They did?
Yeah, I think so.
I remember.
You go
only.
On while I verify the information.
Okay. But yeah, this is a really cute set. This I would really love to eventually find for My Little Ponies. But I have never seen this one up for sale. Anywhere.
I've come across it a couple times. The blanket and stuff is really cute.
Yes, I agree. I would love to get this. But up next, I think you need to take a bath.
I need to take a who what?
I think you need to take the bath.
Oh, I need to take a bath. Okay, yeah.
A bath.
Go ahead.
In the scrub-a-dub-dub.
Woohoo! Cute set. I've had this. Yes, this is one of those ones I had mint in package, and I actually opened it up and put it all together. Yep, I did. I did that because I just couldn't help it. It was just too cute.
And it is so cute. It's a blue bathtub with white sea pony shower curtains. The actual feet to the tub were little sea ponies, which is really cute. It came with a white bar of soap, a yellow shower cap, a white rubber ducky, a blue star-shaped sponge, a pink soap dish, and a pink towel. And let me just say this. If someone can find me that blue star-shaped sponge, I will love you because that will complete the set.
Yes, that is probably the hardest to find little accessory of all of them because people don't even recognize it to be a My Little Pony possibility. Which is another reason why I opened up my set from scratch and it was like, ooh, look, sponge. And you want to hear something really funny? I later sold it and I couldn't find the sponge.
Silly woman.
It was so funny. I'm sorry.
Silly woman.
I know. It was just like one of those moments. I mean, I held on to it for years. I was so proud to actually have the sponge and be one of the few people that never lost the sponge. And it was like, the day I sold it, and I was getting it all together, I was like, where'd the sponge go? Like, you've got to be kidding me. The sponge is gone. And that, you know what that was? That was the pony gods getting back at me for selling my stuff.
Yes. There you go. So, we're going to
You have this set. You have everything except the purple sponge, is
yes.
What you're saying.
Everything but the little sponge.
I mean, blue. Sorry, blue sponge.
And I'd actually had the tub. Originally, I had just the tub, no poles or anything to it. And then I bought another thing, and I ended up with another tub with a couple of items. I had gotten the shower cap, the duck, and I bid on another auction for another one of these things. Yes, I have three tubs. Two of which will be eventually leaving. But this one came with everything. It came with the tub, the shower curtain, the soap, the shower cap, the duck. It has everything in this box, except for the sponge.
Coolness.
So, yeah, it took me three tries to get this thing.
Hey, three isn't bad, considering how many times you have to do it to try and get all the pieces to some of those other sets out there.
Oh, yes. But I ended up with three tubs. Hey.
Well, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of ponies. I'm sure they appreciate having more than one bathtub.
Oh, this is true. There you go.
So think of it as, you know, it's like, you know, would you want to have to share one bathtub with, like, 700-plus ponies? No. Gross. I mean, gosh. I mean, even if you clean this thing every day, I mean, unless you were, like, one of the first 10 in line, you know that tub's going to be gross.
Yes, this is true. But let's jump out of the tub, get into our jammies, our little footy pajamas, and let's get tucked in.
Our sweet dreams. Crib.
Yes. This is such a...
You know, I think it's kind of interesting when you put it like that, that in all actuality, I believe this is the last playset.
Well, kind of.
I mean, the rest are just like reissues and stuff like that. This is the last one.
Yes, this is the very last one. Original playset, no reissuement at all. This is just basically a little crib. And if you set them just right, I think you can fit about three baby ponies in this thing.
Gosh, I'm trying to remember. I can't remember. I can't remember how many you can put in it. Sorry.
But it's a
I didn't actually own, but I've played with it at, like, pony meets and stuff, and I can't remember how many babies you can fit into it.
I actually have the crib part, and that's about it. It doesn't have the wheels, but I do have the white crib with the yellow bottom. I just don't have the four aqua wheels. A spinning pink and blue mobile with four hanging pony shapes. A printed blanket. An aqua pillow with lace trim. A white bottle, the pinkish purple duck comb, the lavender baby necklace with yellow letters, another duck pull toy with aqua wheels and pink axles. This is the first time I have ever seen this duck say exactly which duck toy it came with. To the wheels and the axles, for the love of God. And then you have the pink rattle with an aqua top.
Well, then.
This is really... I like this set. And you can just tuck your little baby ponies in for Betty by time.
Oh.
I like that idea.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Oh, just having a little tit-for-tat with an eBay seller.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she, there's a person on eBay who had a pony I was looking for, and I had emailed her to get more specifics about her pony for description purposes and to offer her a slightly lower price than what she was listing her as, because I felt that she was listing her for probably 30% more than she should have.
Right.
Based on sell history and all this other stuff. And, she emailed back saying how rare and wonderful her pony was, and there was a dot on there the size of whatever, and no, she's not going to take less than her asking price. Everything about this pony is great. You won't be disappointed if you buy her. And I wrote her back, and I'm like, dot? Hello, if there's a dot on this pony that you said is mint, maybe you should be a little bit more descriptive about that dot. You know, because if it's of this color, it could be like pony cancer or an age spot, or it could be just a harmless dot. But if you're not very descriptive about it, somebody pays that kind of money for that pony, they're going to be really mad if it's pony cancer or an age spot. And I'm just letting you know that you don't run into a problem, that, you know, be sure to be very descriptive about that spot. And, I also went on to let her know, hey, the reason I offered you this amount of money is because I actually had this pony. I sold it for less. It sells for much less. And so I was just offering you what I thought was, you know, really much more reflective of her current value. And so she writes back, and she's like, my pony is probably not perfect enough for you. Don't buy her. Please don't buy her. like, oh, okay, fine. Well, first of all, I already said I was not going to buy her. And I was just giving her advice of, hey, if there's a spot, you really need to be very detailed because of the amount of money you're asking for this pony. Believe me, no pony collector is going to want to get suddenly thinking they're spending this much money for a mint pony and then find out she has pony cancer. They're going to go through the roof.
Oh, definitely.
You know, I would flip out. And she, oh, well, the first email was, it's not pony cancer. I know what pony cancer is. And I just didn't email her back after that. And that's when I got the second email out of nowhere, mind you, was that, oh, she's not perfect enough for you. Please don't buy her. Please don't buy her. Okay, I just told you in my last email I wasn't going to buy her. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of snooty.
Stupid.
Because, again, I wasn't saying, you know, okay, look, you're crazy, and this is, I said, no, okay, I'm not buying her, but please do yourself a favor and so you don't get in trouble with your buyer. And she got snooty. Okay. See, don't give eBay sellers suggestions on how to be better sellers. They don't like it. They don't want to hear that you're concerned that maybe if they're underhanded, somebody might actually be upset about that. Because then they have to be responsible and change the description in their auction. And they know they won't get as much money. They don't want that. So please, stop being helpful.
Well, see, I've been helpful, and sometimes, you know, I get the, oh, you know, thank you so very much. You know, I had one, it was a Paradise Estate, and I ended up racking up the price on this sucker. And I asked her, you know, does it come with the box? Does it come with this? Does it come with this? And she goes, yeah. And it's like, you know what? Try adding that to your description. Okay, she has, like, no bids on this thing. The next thing I knew, I'm looking at this thing, the auction ended, and it went for, I kid you not, $129.
Good. Good grief.
And I got an email back, and she's like, you know what, thank you for the help.
Huh.
She's like, you're welcome, of course, I wish I would have won it, but not for $120. Well, sorry. Yeah, if I bought a pony thing for $120, I kid you not, my mother would be in here beating me to death with a pony. And she won't take one of the one of the plushies and try beating me with that. No, she'll take one of the G3 newborns with, you know, the plastic head and the soft body so that, you know, I'm getting hit with both. So, yes, that is why I will probably never, ever own the Paradise Estate because it is just far too expensive.
Okay, so the tit-for-tat is still on, so I wrote back, because I had no intention of writing her back until she made sure she sent two emails to make sure I would write back. Said, don't worry, I had no intention of buying her. She does not meet my needs, obviously. So there. Oh, yeah, I said, thank you for your description.
And
now I'm going to put her on my block list so that I don't get another message from her.
There you go.
Because I seriously do not want to ever have to deal with this lady again. I don't care what pony she has. Oh,
okay.
Wow. This woman has way too much time on her hands. She's absolutely contacted me too many times.
Jeez. Okay.
How do you block a person?
I don't know. I really don't. Now, I want to do this just for the sake of being consistent.
Okay.
I do want to quickly mention the Home Sweet Home, which did come. It was the show stable, and it was reinvented. And was
yet again.
Colors. Yes. And it came with Brandy, a white dog with yellow and pink accent. Oh, yellow dog with purple / pink accents. And then you had the Dream Castle, which had a second edition, which was, again, different. Everything was different colors. And Spike was even different, as his eyes seemed to be a little bit more narrow, and he's a different shade of purple.
I've never seen this, like, in person.
I'm just looking at a picture.
I just thought you'd be interested. No, I don't recall ever seeing the Home Sweet Home in person.
I've never seen it.
I think it's probably the up there with the hardest to find set.
Yeah. And I've never seen it up for sale ever. And of course, if you want to add these in, you did have various carrying cases. You had the 1983 show stable carrying case and the 1985 baby pony collector's case.
Those are play set. Those are carrying cases. Why are you talking about carrying cases?
Why? Because actually it was included in Summer's play set thing. I feel like we never mentioned them.
Because there are so many carrying cases. There really are.
That's
there's a lot more than like five.
How many were there?
Well.
Oh, wait. And the Dreamcastle collector's case.
And then there were, like, all the other ones from other countries, and there were variants of, and, like, the one little six-pony stall carry case, there's, like, one, two, three, four variants of it, I believe.
Dear God.
And then there were the suitcases that were carrying cases. There was two or three different ones of those. And then there was this pink hard case one that I have that I don't know if it's listed in Summer's book. That
actually, I don't think anything in there is listed about a hard carrying case.
Yeah, it looks like a little, it's kind of hard to describe, but it's a hard shell case. And it has twice as fancy sweet tooth on it, on the corner.
Nope.
And let's see. Yeah, because for a while there, I went kind of carrying case crazy, and I was, like, having all kinds of them, and I only kept some of my favorites. And one was, I think, the, what did I keep? I kept the German carrying case, and I kept my hard shell pink case. But at one point, I had a lot of different kinds of little carrying cases. So, yeah, there's quite a few. And that's not even talking about, like, okay, there was, like, the one that had, like, the matching purse and the matching bag and the, yeah. Okay, there's a lot of them. A lot more than you would expect. But the main ones were the six pony stall and the dream castle that held 12 ponies and accessories and the nursery baby pony case that held mine. Those were your primary cases.
Yeah, those are definitely really cute looking. You always see those, the six stall on eBay.
Yeah, I had the only one I regret getting rid of because I got rid of all of them except for the two. I shouldn't have gotten rid of my baby case. That one I should have kept. I don't miss the Dreamcastle case because that thing was just too big. But, I mean, really, I guess I had no reason to get rid of any of them. That was another one of those, you know, I was just trying to think, oh, buy, sell, and they were carrying cases. I was storing ponies in them. Why did I even bother getting rid of them? That was just dumb.
Yes.
Again, that's okay. You know, we have to get a sound effect. We still haven't gotten a sound effect for another dumb little alley cat moment.
Well, you want one of those? Dear God, you're going to make me search for one now?
Well, you know, because I feel stupid always bringing up, yeah, I had a dumb moment. It'd be so much easier if we could just be like, cue dumb noise. And then that will right there tell you that Lil Alley Cat had it and sold it and was stupid and still regressed it. If we just had it down to a noise, it would be so much less painful on people's ears. Unless you want to keep hearing me say it over and over. Totally up to you.
Well, we could do both.
We could cue the noise so people know that if they're tired of hearing about it, they just don't have to listen for like the next 30 seconds, and then I'll be done.
There you go.
There you go.
I like that idea.
Yeah, it's like there are some things that you just can't help but like revisit. Doesn't matter. I don't care that, okay, every single show since like the beginning of time I've mentioned that I've had it and sold it and I feel stupid for it. You're not me. You don't have to live with that regret, okay? This is my therapy. Feel my pain.
I feel your pain.
Okay.
Trust me, I do.
Okay.
There was a time in which I was considering selling my collection. Only because my mother and I both had quit our job and we thought we'd get jobs fairly quickly, and then 3 months go by and we're both staring at each other going, oh, crap. What did we do? Was that such a good move?
Oh, wow, look, I have people on my block list already. I haven't done this in so long, I forgot how to.
I don't even know how to.
Well, I remember now. That's awesome. Yes! Updated. I never have to hear from that crazy again.
There you go. See, you know what? I've got one pet peeve about eBay.
Crazy people trying to email you with some sort of helpful advice?
No.
Okay, what?
Crazy people and shipping prices.
Oh, God, don't you love when you see something for 99 cents and a $25 shipping price?
Mm-hmm.
That is completely not, you can't do that. You just have to remind them. You copy-paste eBay's policy on excessive shipping charges, and you send it to them. It helps if you win the auction first really cheap, and then you nail them with that information because then they can't do anything about it. So, yeah,
well,
go ahead. Overcharge. I dare you.
I already told you about this. I've gotten two ponies from a person, and I told them, you know, you can probably ship this for the price of the one you were quoting me for the one pony. And I got charged, like, $2 for shipping.
Mm-hmm.
I figured, okay, if she's using brand new packaging and stuff like that, okay.
Yeah, and you told me it was all nasty and stuff, so.
Oh, no, it wasn't even nasty. It was one of these DHL bags, brand new bag. Envelope, you know those bag envelope things you get for free?
Mm-hmm.
That's what she used.
Hmm.
And it's like, okay, so I did it, how much it would cost to ship from where she lives to me, and it only cost about $2.06. I paid $4-something in shipping. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I nailed her with it. It's like you used free packing materials, and then she goes, well, tape and paper and ink. It's like you sure as hell did not use $2 worth of tape, paper, and ink. And then she goes into the tracking number, and she used the PayPal tracking, which is free.
Oh, really?
You do not pay for it.
Yeah, but PayPal tracking, I mean, how can that be legit? Seriously, I mean, unless PayPal tracking actually visually sees that sucker go, that doesn't mean that it really was sent, that the item that she say they're sending is sent.
Exactly. You have to hope and pray that the post office will actually scan that thing. Okay.
Well, if they do, it doesn't mean that what, it's bogus. I think it's bogus. I don't like it.
I literally have to, when I ship something, because when I ship something, especially if I sell on eBay, I actually physically take that thing to the post office. Okay, I don't do that eBay, that PayPal thing. I take it to the post office. I do tracking confirmation. And after that point, I look at how much I charged. I look at how much I paid. And I say, okay, I bought the envelope. Okay,
okay, that was a buck, so there's only this much left. I'm not going to refund them because it's too small of an amount. But if it's over, like, a buck, over, like, yeah, a buck, I refund it.
Well, that's because you're a nice person.
Right, because I don't want to be tagged for, yeah, I will specifically say, especially for overseas. My shipping amount does seem like it's a lot, but I have had plenty of times where what I have quoted handling and packaging and everything went towards just shipping that box out, plus whatever I made.
Like, you know, we should probably talk about something cheery since the show is about to be over, and we don't want to be, like, ending this show with our whining and complaining, and, oh, yeah, thanks for tuning in. Make sure to come back next week, because we're such a joyous show.
Well, you know, we've got to have our little bit of a gripe session a little bit. But
that's true. We definitely, definitely need our gripe session. I'm just saying maybe we shouldn't have our gripe session last the very last 30 seconds of the show. Just a suggestion.
Well, I try not to. But what I do want to say is definitely tune in next week because I want to call next week our Halloween special.
Oh, really? Oh, because of the stuff? Because of the clothing and everything?
Yes, because basically it's basically if you kind of look at everything, they're costumes for the ponies.
Yeah, you said this earlier. Hello, repeat yourself.
Yes, I want to repeat myself because I definitely want to call next week our Halloween special because of pony wear.
Okay. Sure, I'm game. I'm good. It's cool.
So maybe during this week.
Man, you guys missed some nice deals. I have to admit, I let one slide myself. But for rares, guys, seriously, you're off the ball. You guys let some slip through this week.
Uh-oh.
Way too cheap for what they were.
Uh-oh.
One of my all-time favorite other country ponies went for much less than she should have, and I'm very disappointed in all of you pony people.
Oh,
don't
dear.
Let it happen again.
No, don't. But yes.
And on that note, everybody get out there, bid, help the economy.
And I do want to state that next week's show will end the U.S. G1 collection.
No! Really?
It will.
I love the G1s. It'll just, the U.S., that's right. We're not out of G1s yet. Whew, okay, yes. What are we going to do after the clothing? Where are we going to go?
We're gonna head over to Europe, but I think we're going to do regular Europeans first and then go into the special stuff. But I do want people to try and get me some links so that I can bone up on this stuff before the show.
Okay.
So get me links for, like, what the things are, what I'm looking at, and also I need links for theme songs in other languages so that I can, you know, kind of try and trademark the opening of the show.
Well, you know, the links for the actual sites for the international stuff isn't hard to get. You know, the sites that you already go to, I mean, I can hook you up with that easy enough. That's not hard.
Right.
One of the sites you have already has lists for all these different countries that we actually use. So that's not a problem, but finding those songs, that's going to be cool. So that we definitely need help with.
Yeah, so get us that stuff. So till next week, pony bye-byes.
Bye-bye.
This is Game on All, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
And don't forget your trick-or-treat bags.
When is it? When is actual Halloween? What day?
Next Saturday.
Saturday. I was like, okay, wait a minute. You scared me. I thought I was going to be missing Halloween for this stuff. No.
No.
Okay, it'll be Saturday. That's fine. That's perfect. Okay.
We'll be doing our show on Halloween Eve. Bye-bye.
Ooh. guess I'll dress up for it.
Me too.
Ooh, okay, I'm going to be a pony.
And so am I.
So, it's a shame my husband's not home yet, because I could have him make me, like, a twice as fancy pony. He'd, like, paint symbols all over my body. That would be fun.
Ooh. That also sounds like for another show.
Yeah, see, I just don't want my daughter doing it, because that's just kind of strange, you know. And she's not a very good artist. Of course,
well, see,
neither is my husband, come to think of it.
Yes, but, you know, that actually sounds like an episode for My Little Pony Pillow Talk Time.
Hey, I wasn't going there. I was trying to keep it clean. That's right. This is like the My Little Pony After Hours show. So we can talk about whatever we want.
For at least a couple of minutes. We don't want to take it over too far. Because we did actually have two live listeners tonight.
Two? Yes, we're getting our crowd back.
We have Nico came back.
Oh, Nico, and you didn't give her a shout out? How bad of you?
I tried, but then I got distracted. So I'll give her a shout out now. You download this, and here's your shout out. And I'm telling everyone in the chat room to download for the extra stuff.
Okay. Wow.
Like the My Little Pony.
There's a chick that's selling things on eBay. She's like totally selling her whole collection. It's killing me. But wow, the stuff she keeps putting up. I keep trying to win her stuff and I keep losing. I'm so mad.
I'm Karen.
And you know what makes me even madder is that I keep being, like, the next highest bidder. So it wouldn't even go this high if I wasn't bidding. But because I'm bidding, I don't win.
Well, then quit bidding.
Yes, what? So then I could be mad that somebody got it for, like, $30 less than if I was bidding? No. If I'm going to lose, they're going to pay. How's that?
You're horrible.
I am, darn it. That's because I'm old and crotchety. That's what happens when you've been collecting long enough. You become old and crotchety. Okay, I'm not that old and crotchety. In person, I'm really a very nice person.
And with that, I think we'll finally say goodnight.
Okay, let's say goodnight. Bye. See you later.